I was seen, during the noon hour, and I was amongst the first ones for the age 65 and older group.
And how did that experience go?
I'm super proud of the effort that South Peninsula Hospital and the City of Homer, including the Parks Department and the Fire Department and all the amazing volunteers that live here, have put forth in order to get everybody through the Christian Community Church, which is a great venue to host this activity. So it was easy in, easy parking, completely controlled, fast, no lines, just very, very fast processing. And the shot took really seconds. The best thing is that the needle is so small, you don't even feel it go in. So it's just like, that was it, and that's that. And then you sit for 15 minutes so they make sure that you're not having any kind of an immediate reaction to the shot, and that's it. But it's amazing how many people are involved in this in order to move through these 700 first vaccinations. And then we wait 4 weeks and we get our second shot, and then I think we get maximum effectiveness at 6 weeks or something. But I was just totally amazed at how well organized it was. Dorotha and Nicole kept an eye on all the proceedings and were buzzing around, lubricating it where it needed a little bit of that. But it was just a really top-notch effort, and I'm super, super proud of what South Peninsula Hospital has done to make this an easy experience.
Oh, that's terrific. I recall talking to you early in the pandemic, your justifiable concerns about people not wearing masks. So you must be feeling really good about, the point we're at today.
Well, the gamut ran from fear, total panic, to denial. And I think that the town is settled somewhere in between. So a lot less panic going on and a lot less denial going on. And we're just dealing with it, which is great. But so now the vaccinations have started, and hopefully this will get us into a summer season that will be more like 2019 as opposed to 2020.